Water.
We've got to make sure that the economy rewards hard work for every American. Making hard work pay off with economic security and decent wages and benefits is what we're about here today. Members of Congress, you can help people make progress in their own lives, or you can hinder that progress. And every American deserves to know where your elected representative stands on this issue. So ask your senator. So over the past year, the failure of Congress to act was the equivalent of a $200 pay cut for these folks. For a typical minimum wage worker, that's a month worth of groceries. Maybe 2 months worth of electricity.
Obama, touting the minimum wage raise for contract workers. That's our first stop. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I hope wherever you are safe and sound and out of the cold and the elements. Boy, it wasn't that way for some people in Raleigh. We'll talk about that in just a few. But first, it's a done deal. The president increases minimum wage for about a few hundred thousand contractors on Wednesday. Then you heard they're pushing Congress to pass bigger legislation that would apply across the board. So basically, those that are affected would go from $7.25 to $10.10. And that's about 2 million federal contractors. But they're hoping that there'll be some momentum for this on the Hill. Fat chance of that. I don't think that it's going to happen. Seriously doubt we're going to see that. A study by the National Employment Law Project found that 77% of government contract employees who work in food service, in retail or janitorial service, earn less than 10 an hour. We know that, right? About 4 in 10 of those depend on public assistance programs, food stamps, Medicaid, that kind of stuff. And that's what we've seen bear out in some of the statistics. And so the National Employment Law Project shows that. The White House says the order requires that employees who work for tips make at least $10.10 overall. It also prevents contract workers from being paid less than others if they have disabilities affecting their productivity. The key thing here is, and the president called Congress out, blaming them for not raising the minimum wage, but saying it's just languishing, and call your Congress people, tell them, make it happen, that kind of stuff. You know, the thing is here, where is the money coming from? We get back to the same thing. It's like the debt limit was increased. The debt limit has gone up $2.7 trillion in 2.5 years under Obama. So it's money, money, money. But it's money that we have to pay for. Where are we finding the money? Do we have money trees growing instead of cherry trees in Washington that I'm not aware of? I don't think so. So on the surface, it always sounds good. Oh, yeah, why can't you make it 10-10? Why, that seems fair. How long has it been stuck in, at the rate it's at now? Which, by the way, some states already have it at that rate. They already have moved the needle on it. But it's a question of, where are we pulling the money from? All of it sounds good. Let's fund it all. But we're already in a situation where we are scraping the barrel. Then again, we do have a state dinner that we hosted in honor of the French and the French president, François Hollande. And we learned that Michelle Obama's dress cost about $12,000. Yeah, that can kind of chap you. Listen, every administration, Democrat, Republican, they have state dinners. They spend money on state dinners. But when we start to add up all the numbers don't add up anymore. It's like, economically, we're doing so much better. Look what's happened. Look at how many jobs have been created. But I'm not getting that picture. I don't know about you. In all the people that I know, sure, some are fine. But in finding jobs and people being knocked out of jobs, it's tough. I see a lot of people who are solid, who could be working for any company. They'd be lucky to have them, and they cannot find work. So how do you explain that? Have any of you hit that wall? Have any of you found yourself in that situation? That's why the unemployment numbers are bogus, because really they're probably double digits. How about the underemployed? People stringing together job after job after job. The I'm going to have a heart attack version of any way I can do this to make this work. If anybody was going to argue today in front of Congress, the debt limit took most of the air out of Washington. The debt limit will be raised when the president signs it into law, but the Senate avoids a Ted Cruz filibuster. Some Republicans of note hop to the other side. Boom, just like that, it's done. Nothing attached to it, which is crazy. So no spending cuts. Not a one. Nothing. Not a zilch. What is the deficit going to be up to by the time this president leaves office? I don't know. $18 trillion? $19 trillion? I feel sorry for the people in Raleigh. I said I would mention them at the top. Cool people. Great city. Not great timing. Just like Atlanta, you think they would have learned the lesson. People pour into the roadways at almost seemingly the same time, create a massive traffic jam, and people have to abandon cars. Some people looking to hitch rides, but it wasn't easy because there's only so much to go around. So you had stories of people walking home, taking hours. They thought they were avoiding the rush by leaving in the early afternoon, and instead they put themselves right in harm's way. Once you get that crazy, horrific traffic jam and that backup, you're not breaking it. That means you got a choice. You pull over or you sit in the car for however long. So people pull over, try to find a place to park their car where it's not going to get hit, and then they start walking down the road. And there were lots and lots of people doing that. The ice storm in the South is brutal. Georgia even warned everybody, catastrophic, catastrophic. Thousands of flights have been canceled. Amtrak suspended their flights. Thousands of people without power. And panicked shoppers go on the quest to get the last piece of meat in the store. A new phenomenon. I'll take that. Whoever gets it first, whoever gets to the checkout line first, technically, gets that piece of meat. But it's such a familiar pattern that we have seen over and over and over again since we're having this really crazy weather from the beginning of the year, even at the tail end of last year. Warning, watches, freezes, impossible travel, a nightmare. Thank goodness we live in the age of technology. As much as we can complain about people putting their heads down and not communicating, you can communicate from home and actually work from home and be plugged in. Woohoo! Which means you don't have to put on your boots, don't have to slide around in the ice, and have a chance to actually survive however many days it slams into the South and slams into the Northeast. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the thing to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you can't do that for me. I like to make my food.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Woohoo! Shaun White leaves the Olympic venue. He's going to take a tour from the band and take a break from snowboarding. He looked so upset after he didn't medal. He would have made history. Third medal in a row. He came in fourth. Unfortunately, that's the way the ball bounces, or the medal gets thrown around, as they say. Some in the U.S. are wondering why the American superstars are having a tough time in Sochi, Russia. Some of it has to do with the conditions, which rightfully so was part of the problem on the half pipe, especially for the kind of tricks that Shaun White does. But I'm glad he said this when he was interviewed. He was quick to say everybody else had the same conditions, though, to not take anything away from the winners. So Shaun White doesn't medal. And then there have been several other Olympic flops where they had a chance to make some big history. Bodie Miller his first time out. Kelly Clark all didn't deliver in some of the biggest events. Clark, who is a four-time Olympian and a heavy, heavy favorite, crashed on her first run and did settle for bronze. So not Olympic gold, but bronze. So that's something that helped on our totals for sure. And then you had Hannah Carney, who was trying to become the first free skier in Olympic history to win consecutive gold medals, but there was a bump in the mogul course that created bobbles for her and pushed her to the bronze. Again, at least the bronze, where Shaun White didn't come away with the bronze. And Bodie Miller, in the downhill, went through the course and finished eighth. Finished eighth. Shawnee Davis chasing history in the men's 1,000-meter speed skating event. He was trying to become the first black male speed skater. Well, actually, American male speed skater. We don't even need that qualifier. To claim gold in the same event in three consecutive Olympics, which would be tremendous. But with a top three finish, he would have tied Eric Heiden, remember that name, for the most medals by an American male skater. He finished eighth. He said, there's no excuse, I just didn't have the speed I've always had. Oh, my, oh, my. So America has nine medals at this point. We'll see when it's all said and done what's left as the Americans depart Russia. But a bit of a stunner in a way. And maybe it's, I don't know, pressure. Some of them were talking about pressure, the buildup, whatever. Whatever it might be. And, of course, now we're into events right now. And Norway has the most medals, 12. Canada and the Netherlands, 10. USA and Russia, 9. And then you go from there. Another big deal in the broadcasting world, which, boy, some of these companies, it just shows we're getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Comcast joining forces with Time Warner. And what a mammoth deal this is. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sorry, Comcast, I don't want you. Anytime I was in a place where somebody had Comcast, they had nothing but problems. $45 billion. $45 billion. It makes sense for anyone who's a shareholder, because Comcast's price would be over the company's current market value. It would be a premium over 18%. But what does it mean for people who subscribe? Comcast has 53.1 million customers, they say. TV, broadband, and phone are combined. You add Time Warner's 14 million, and that's a big chunk of the market factor. But some would say it's a monopoly and they shouldn't be able to do it. However, they're steamrolling ahead. I don't see why the deal doesn't go through. I don't think they're going to have a problem with the deal. So get ready. If you have Time Warner, it's going to be some version of Comcast. I would assume all the equipment stays the same, but I could be wrong on that. How brutal. I tried to get away from Comcast three times, and I did successfully. Now I might be right back in the soup with all of you. The sinkhole phenomenon we've talked about a lot in America Tonight, a lot in Florida. In Bowling Green, Kentucky, a sinkhole formed under the National Corvette Museum. It swallowed eight cars. Eight cars. Think about that. Think of Corvettes and the kind of Corvettes they had. I couldn't even look at the list because I love Corvettes. If I said to you, 62 black Corvette, oh, that is an icon. 92, a white Corvette, one millionth built. the Blue Devil on loan from General Motors, the show car for the reintroduction of the ZR1 last year, or last built, rather, in the 1900s. So they were able to move some of the cars out of the Sky Dome, but you still had all those other cars that went in the sinkhole, and they look like matchbox cars. Oh, when I saw the picture of that Corvette museum. Oh, just brutal. It's like someone picked up the cars with their hands and threw them into this hole. Oh, they do have, you know, they were able to move the cars, as I said, early in the day. They had emergency people allowed the museum staff to remove another car, the 1983 Corvette. That didn't fall into the hole, so thank goodness. But I would love to see the Corvette Museum. How cool would that be? I didn't even know there was a Corvette Museum. Bowling Green, Kentucky. It's about 20 years old. Who knew? 20 years old. And to have those cars fall into the sinkhole. Although, better to have the cars do it. It happened about 5:30 Central Time on Wednesday, 5:30 in the morning. To have the cars go versus people, of course, anytime. I mean, we've heard some terrible stories about people that get pulled. The one guy, poor guy, in his bed in his house, in the front part of his house, gets sucked into the hole. Oh. So we didn't have that catastrophe. But it's pretty catastrophic to have that big chunk of history. What the car's values were has to be pegged at some big, big number for this to happen. I would think it has to be a high number. Sky Dome. In the middle of the Sky Dome. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And there's so many Corvette aficionados. The people actually, I mean, that's why the museum was so big. People actually wanted to go and really see the Corvettes and pose with the Corvettes. Fantasize about what they would do if they won the huge lottery, the Corvette that they would drive away in. And now, sadly, and I'm sure they can do some repair work on it, but they came tumbling down. I mean, they really flew into that sinkhole. So it's not like you just wipe them off and put them back out there again. A lot of them looked a little bit damaged, so they'll have to do some body work on those cars to get them back in that position. I wonder if they'll even move that Corvette Museum. Seems logical, doesn't it? It's also logical that you'd stay with us, kick back, relax. We're booting it to the other side.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's up, Rem D's?
Yo, what's up, DJ?
Yeah, flat broke. You know how we do is a throw
away.
Keep on living lavish without the cash.
Yeah, ain't no other way.
Always and forever. What's up? Yeah, how you living, Brad?
I'm living lavish. Going nuts at the club and spending cash quick. Yo, how you living now?
Yeah, I'm living lavish. Burning my last few figures on a plastic. But how you living, Rem D's?
I'm living lavish. Living the lifestyle with no digits to back it. Yo, how you living, dream?
You know I'm living lavish. Like money.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Time for Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. He is a branding, marketing, and strategy expert, also a speaker, among other things. Andrew, good to have you back on the show. How have you been?
Terrific, actually. Great to be back with all your listeners. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things to talk about. And I guess what I want to start with is what's now happened with the debt ceiling plan. The House passes it yesterday, and basically they wanted to get out of town because of the weather and everything else. John Boehner surprised a lot of people, the Speaker of the House, by pushing it through and making it a clean bill with just enough Republicans on board. Then you toss it to the Senate, and the Senate passes the debt ceiling plan. And a lot of conservatives were surprised. Ted Cruz tried to do a filibuster, and they basically just shut him down. So this is a big blow specifically to the Tea Party because, as you know, the whole idea in the last couple of years with all the nonsense with the debt ceiling and borrowing and all of that, one of the big plans was to tie it to spending cuts. If you give us enough spending cuts, okay, we'll make a deal and we'll push this debt ceiling.
Right, right.
But that's all dead in the water. So what do you make of that? What's your take?
Well, I think this is definitely a blow to fiscal responsibility. This contributes more to lowering the confidence on capital, confidence of the politicians on both sides that there's any level of fiscal responsibility. I mean, when we talked about this a long time ago, I think when I first came on your show, is, you know, do the politicians really have the intestinal fortitude to do the right thing. And we're now saying, no, they don't. You've got to have some degree of momentum. And you had the House Speaker, obviously John Boehner, standing alone. He's trying to get some consensus. He gets silence. Tuesday morning, there was a gathering of House Republicans, this private breakfast. And basically, you've got a bunch of sleepy Republicans at the wheel. I think it's a disaster. We're not doing anything. We already kicked the can as far down the road as we possibly can. It's almost political suicide on the one hand, if you stand up against it. And it's going to be suicide if you do anything for it. But at least you're doing the right thing. What did we vote you in there for?
Yeah,
so I think there's going to be a lot of disappointed people. I think this could actually hurt some of the Republicans who are up for re-election. What do you think, Kay?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you who I think really gets hurt by this. We'll see if he survives it or not. But I think Senate-wise, the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, because he jumped on that Democratic bandwagon, he was one of the major reasons why he overcame that filibuster. It was like 67-31. That was that procedural vote. And to me, there's no question he is hanging by a thread. And this is a guy who's been in the Senate for a very, very long time. And there's a great chance that he gets booted, absolutely. And I think there's a few others, too, that hang in the balance. As far as even speakership on the House side, I don't know that John Boehner, it was already squeaky the last time around. I don't know that he's going to be the Speaker of the House any longer after just what happened the other day. So I think there's a couple of things that could happen as a result of this. We'll watch and see how it all plays out, but it'll be interesting. I'll tell you, the midterms are going to be really, really interesting. Apparently, some people have money to spend, though, Andrew. The president hosting the French president, François Hollande, and they spent mega money on this state dinner, including the first lady had a dress that was $12,000. I don't know. I just think they could cut a few corners somewhere, don't you?
Apparently, the dinner was 2,500 calories. It was a very lavish affair. Three different wines. It's sort of reminiscent of Louis XIV, I think. I mean, it was quite extraordinary. The guest list was also very interesting. You had everybody from Sharpton, who I'm sure was going to ask some really hard questions of the president. Now, of course, what's interesting, they didn't have any dancing, and speculation was, of course, the French president has got problems of his own with all the affairs he's had. So the first lady, the French first lady, did not accompany him. So there was some music, but no dancing, because I guess the French president didn't have anybody to dance with him, and they probably didn't trust him to dance with anybody on this side of the Atlantic.
So, that's right.
Coming back to your point, when people are hurting so badly in this country, to put on such a visible display, I know state dinners, you know, every president does it, but I think in times of economic crisis, you've got to downplay it a bit. So this comes back to an interesting question. Let's talk about, you know, why I believe that there's a lot of Democrats don't feel that there's really a problem in this country. You're hearing it that, hey, the economy's fine. The jobless rate's going down. I mean, they are drinking the Kool-Aid and not realizing that the ship is sinking. You know, let the orchestra play on. Let's indulge in more caviar. And I think this just shows the cluelessness and how out of touch so many Democrats and some of the left wing has become similar to the problems in this country. It was interesting, I shared this earlier with you, but 6 years ago when you had Obama come in with the campaign, the first presidential campaign, a lot of young people voted for Obama. And now you had several of those young people, those students, university students, like my son was one of them, he graduated 2 years ago. You know, you had year after year, but these graduating students and these young people are saying there's no jobs out there. 50% unemployment for the graduating class in 2012, which was my son's graduating class, and across the country. Half the people who are actually working, the other half who actually do find a job, half of them don't actually have a job that's anything related to their degree. So I think the young people are becoming quite disillusioned. And there was an interesting protest when Obama went to campus last week. And I saw an Instagram photo that basically said, Obama, he loves the poor so much, he created millions more. That's rather poetic.
I agree. I loved your veiled reference, by the way, to the Titanic. It is so true. They just keep playing until the ship goes down. There's no doubt about it. Doesn't matter if you're in steerage or if you're in first class. We're all going in the same direction if we keep doing the same things over and over and over again. Hey, this is another good thing to hit on. We've been talking about presidential appointments, and of course, that's what happens with ambassadorships. However, those positions are quite important in some of these countries, because there's so many to give. In some of these countries where we have kind of rocky relationships, or if it's not rocky, keeping things smooth. And you know how things can play out. The world stage changes again and again and again. We've seen that with Carolyn Kennedy when she had to deal, which she's dealing with right now, is she's the ambassador of Japan, dealing with some of what's going on between China and Japan with the land grab and other things, including international waters and debates and disputes over that. And before we went on the air, you said this to me. It seems as though there is this selling of ambassadorships. Does this seem to be part of now what is under, you know, that's not even undercover. It's right out there for everyone to see. The more money you give to the Obamas when they're running and helping them to get reelected, the more possibilities of you be getting an ambassadorship?
Exactly. Now, this is not an uncommon practice. The problem, I think, that's happening is it's never been on this scale. It's now estimated that 53% of the ambassadors in this current list are A-list campaign fundraisers turning out to be, you know, I think D-list ambassador nominees. And there's been some absolute cringe. I mean, it makes you cringe some of the things that's been going on in the, because, you know, they have to go through, you know, a vetting process and actually go in front of the committees and so forth. So you've had, you know, one of the top fundraisers for the president's campaign, George Tunis, he was a hotel, he is a hotel magnate, slammed in the Norwegian media because he displayed a total ignorance of Norway, you know, when they had the hearing in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Just this week, Argentina, Bryson Meme, she was also a top Obama bundler, was caught admitting that he had never been to the country. I mean, Argentina is a major country to the south of us. It makes us look awful. And here's the, let's peel back again. What is this really saying? Well, foreign policy doesn't matter. That's this message, and these other countries don't matter. We made one foreign policy blunder out there. Of course, those are the big ones. But you know what? Everything you do sends a message. So even the ambassadorship just reinforces to the world that we really don't care about you. We're just going to send, I mean, even to major countries. We're not talking, third or fourth tier nations. What's interesting is that the State Department, I mean, traditionally a lot of ambassadors have come, you know, out of years and years of work in the State Department where they understand these countries. It's some of these third and fourth tier countries are actually getting probably some of our best diplomats who have served in foreign relations for a long time. Meanwhile, the big countries, the juicy ambassadorships in Europe and South America and in Asia, they're getting people who have no clue about foreign relations. They just have to be big donors. And it's just happening at an unprecedented scale. Just shows that this administration really is clueless when it comes to foreign policy, and we don't care. That's the message.
No kidding. I think so. I agree. We're out of time. Andrew, thanks so much. We'll do it again. PBO with Andrew Szabo. Thanks.
Always fun to peel back the onion with you.
I'm It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll eat you. She'll unheat you.
All right, we're coming across that final run here on this hour of America Tonight. And so it's time for one of my favorite things that we do on this show. It's called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
What's that? You...
I can't believe it, but I did the dumbest thing of all, especially now with the sensitivity, the hypersensitivity of people to cell phones. I'm very good about turning off my cell phone. I never, in fact, leave it on when I'm in church or when I'm in work situations or a myriad of other places, whether I'm out to dinner with friends or whatever it is. I'm probably, in fact, one of the best people at making sure I have the cell phone off. Somehow, though, I had it buried in a bag. I was at the movie theaters with a bunch of my friends right after work, and my cell phone went off. It was hyper loud. People were booing me. I was really humiliated. It was a dumb thing because I didn't check my phone, and because I'm always that person that checks the phone, it doesn't matter. You seem like the jerk because of all of the reminders and all the things that have happened. Subsequently, I left the theater, didn't see the movie, and decided I will never take my phone inside a theater again. I'll make sure that I always check and leave it behind somewhere, maybe in the glove department. I think he meant the glove compartment, not the glove department. So anyway, Joe, I sympathize, especially because it doesn't matter. People don't know you. Strangers don't know you. So if your entire life you've kept the phone off, you've been really cool about making sure it's on vibrate or whatever in these inappropriate places for it to go off, but then suddenly it goes off. Oh, it's the worst. You do get the dirty eyeball stare, too, don't you? And, of course, in the movie theater, and we just saw the horrible thing that happened in Tampa with the ex-cop who flipped out and shot the guy who started arguing with him because he had his phone on and he was texting. Now, that's extreme, but still, people absolutely will start to harass you if the phone goes off. And if it's buried somewhere, like I can, that's like a woman, you know, you have a bag or a purse or somewhere, you're not finding that thing in a dark movie theater easy and then hurrying up and reaching and trying to shut it off. But I mean, what are you going to do? Maybe you did the right thing in leaving, especially if people were booing you. I don't know how many and what it was like, but I'm sure your friends tried to stick up for you, but it's probably, I don't know, it's probably smart to step out so you didn't have to feel like your head was going to explode since it's not a common thing. But it's just one of those, I don't even know if I would classify it as the way Joe said it, as a dumb thing. I would just say it's something you just don't always think about it, I guess. Not every single time people are on purpose leaving on phones or checking them or texting. All right, let's go to this one from, this one comes to us from Jake in Austin. Hey, Kate, your usual favorite emailer to the America Tonight offerings. I have to say that I drive after work probably twice a week. I'm really trying to be better about it, but I'm trying to get in shape, to a trail where I walk run. It's a really beautiful place, and I can't do it around, I can't really walk run around my neighborhood, so it's pretty cool. It motivates me and whatnot. I'm trying to go more than a couple of times a week. But the last time I went, I did the ultimate stupid thing. I locked my keys in the car. I am sure on dumb things. In fact, I think I've heard a couple times stories of people leaving their keys in the car. What was really neat is some people tried to help me, but the way the windows are made now, you can't do the wire hanger trick the way you used to in lifting open the door, if you know what I mean. So I was pretty much out of luck, had to call a locksmith, but it was close to rush hour, and it took a long time for someone to get there. I was really bumming, I have to say. I don't think I'm going to lock my keys in the car. In fact, in the next day or two, I'm going to one of those sports places and seeing if they have something I can put on my shoe to put the key in it. You know what they do? I shouldn't say they do for sure, because I guess it depends on the place, but that's very common now. The things that you put, the Velcro things on the shoe or the wrist, you know, in a wristband, so you don't have to deal with that. Whoops, I locked my keys in the car. Everyone's done it. I mean, in my lifetime, how many times have I locked keys in the car? Probably, I bet you probably 5 or so. And never a good time. And I did the workout thing one time where I went to a trail and lock the keys, and that feeling is brutal. And I don't know about most cars now if you can open the car with the wire hanger or not. Probably not a lot of the cars the way they're sealed. It used to be that's what you could do, because you could try, and it didn't always work, but if you could get the hanger in there, you could open up the door. You'd see people doing it all the time, like in a parking lot. There's someone's helping them. They're getting the wire hanger out. They're trying to open it. So, yeah, the way to handle that dumb thing is just to have a place to put the keys so you don't have to go through that so you don't have to go through that again. This is a pretty good one. This one's from Carol. Kate, my buddy who listens to your show told me about a dumb thing segment that you do. So rather than have him write to you, I thought I would write to you. I was very excited to get some goldfish to take to work and put them on my desk. In fact, they're really not goldfish. It's called betta fish because they live a lot longer. And they're actually pretty fish, prettier, I think, no offense to goldfish, than goldfish. So here's what happened. Unfortunately, I put the fish in the car and promptly forgot about them. Forgot about the fish, and there was actually two fish. And believe it or not, they say you can't kill betta fish. Sadly, days later, I did find the fish that I was taking into work when I was frazzled. Never checked my back seat. I had something on the back seat. And lo and behold, the fish were dead. That was a dumb thing. It brought me to tears over these little fish. I don't know why, because I just felt so badly that I left them in the car and finally discovered them, only to find that they were floating in a tiny bit of space at the top of the bag. Oh, that's a depressing story. I got the fish you can't kill, and I actually killed them by forgetting about them in the car. Ugh. Yeah, that's not good. Here's one from Drumstick. We've had like three good nicknames on this show this time. The people with these nicknames have to call the show. If you call the show Drumstick, I will give you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. All right, Drumstick says, dumb thing I shouldn't have done. My wallet slipped out of my pants at a restaurant. I found it was on the floor, but I re-wore those pants again, and I was out a couple of days later and lost the wallet. This time I wasn't so lucky. I was frantically retracing steps, trying desperately to find the wallet, calling every place I was, and couldn't do it. I'm certain, who knows, someone slipped away with it, found it on the ground. Who can blame them? I didn't have much in there, but I did have to cancel a bunch of cards and had some pictures that meant something to me. I never could find the wallet. I asked people to be on the lookout for it in two stores that I had stopped in, and they said they never had seen the wallet. So I learned my lesson. If you have a hole in your pants, remember to throw them out or sew them up. Perfect note to end on. Yeah, if you have the luck of finding out that your pants aren't working for holding the wallet, then you don't want to do it again. You want to get rid of those pants, that's for sure. All right, you can send us your dumb things to americatonight.net.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.